2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Anong page yung 2 Timothy? 664. Okay, 664. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 15. And the Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, mag-aral upang iharap ang iyong sarili na katanggap-tanggap sa Diyos. Isang manggagawa na walang dapat ikahiya, hinahati ng wasto ang salita ng katotohanan. So sa buong Biblia, ito ang iisang verse na makikita natin ang halaga ng pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. In all the Bible, this verse here is the clearest verse that teaches us to be busy and diligent and careful about studying the Bible, studying the Word of God. Ang ibig sabihin ng study ay pagsisikap, kasipagan, may sigasig. Ang larawan ay ang paggawa o trabaho, kasama na rin ang pagiging madali o maliksi o maagap pagdating sa sagot. Kapag tinanong ka ng isang tao, dapat ready kang magbigay ng sagot na base sa salita ng Diyos. The idea of the word study is to be diligent and careful and ready and swift to give an answer for the hope that lies within you based upon the Word of God. So sa pag-aaral, ang kagyat na resulta ay ang pagtaas ng kaalaman. Kaya tayo nag-aaral, inaangat natin ang kaalaman natin. Pero pagdating sa Biblia, hindi lamang tayo nag-aaral para sa impormasyon, para lumaki ang ating ulo. Tayo ay nag-aaral ng banal na kasulatan para ipakita natin sa Diyos na tayo ay katanggap-tanggap sa Kanya. Now, in the Bible, it's not that we study the Bible for information. We study the Bible so that we can show ourselves approved unto God. It's like God is giving us a test, and whatever test God gives us, He wants us to show Him that we pass the exam, that we pass the tests of life. And so, ang pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos ay ihinalintulad dito sa isang workman. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. You know what a workman is? That's a laborer. That's somebody who works. That's somebody who puts effort in what he does. A workman would not last long in his work if he did a sloppy job. A workman, you wouldn't hire a workman if he wasn't expert in what he was doing. A workman proves himself, tests himself, demonstrates himself to be worthy of the job that he's supposed to do. Ganun po yung trabahador. Isang manggagawa. Isang, obrero. Lalim, no? Ganda ng Tagalog, obrero. Nagtatrabaho siya. Kapag yung isang manggagawa ay hindi niya alam ang patungkol sa kanyang trabaho, hindi siya magtatagal sa trabaho. At so, ang larawan na binibigay sa atin ng Diyos, gusto niya lahat ng mga Kristiyano ay maging estudyante ng Biblia. Dapat, we have to be a student of the Bible and diligent about it. Careful about it when we study the Word of God. So, sa kasanayan ng isang estudyante ng Biblia, ito yung tinatawag na, ano yung kasanayan niya? Ano yung skill level ng isang student of the Bible? Sabi ng verse, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Pinaghahati-hati ng wasto o tama ang salita ng katotohanan. Ito ay talinghaga, at ang ibig sabihin ay mayroon isang kakayahan na ilagay sa tamang pangkahulugan o interpretasyon ang mga salita ng Diyos. Alam niyo po, kaya marami tayong mga kulto, marami tayong mga false religion, false doctrine, kasi hindi nila inilalagay sa wasto ang salita ng Diyos. Hindi nila ginagamit yung mga laws of interpretation ng Bible. And so, we are called by God to rightly divide the word of truth. That just simply means we need to interpret the Bible correctly, and then we need to apply the Bible correctly. And so it's a responsibility of us as Christians to study the Bible, understand the Bible, and then apply the Bible correctly, properly, according to the rules of hermeneutics or the interpretation of Scripture. Now, kung hindi mo alam ang tamang pag-interpretasyon ng Bible, magiging kang parang Adventista. Yung Adventista, sumasamba sila sa Sabado. Kasi sinabi naman ng Old Testament, sumamba kayo sa Sabado. Diba? Sinabi ng Diyos kay Moises, ang Sabado ay sagrado sa Diyos. Anong problema nun? Nakatira ba tayo, nabubuhay ba tayo sa Old Testament? No. Tayo po ay sumasamba sa sang-ayon sa bagong tipan. So, kailangan alam natin, meron palang Old Testament, meron palang New Testament. So, kailangan hatiin natin at ilagay sa wasto ang salita ng katotohanan. Yung saksi ni Hoba, Jehovah's Witnesses, nag-aaral sila ng salita ng Diyos. Sabi nga nila, kami ang saksi ni Hoba. Tanong, sino sa Isaiah, kasi nakuha nila yan sa aklat ni Isaiah, sino sa Isaiah ang saksi ni Hoba? Mga Hudyo. Hindi mga Pilipino. Sorry. Ha? Mga Hudyo po yun. Pero kung ikaw ay Christian, ikaw rin ay ang saksi ni Jehovah. Kailangan alam mo yung Bible para maging ilagay mo sa wasto. Okay? So, maraming mga religion kasi maraming hindi marunong magbasa ng Bible. At ayaw ko yan maging totoo sa atin, lalo na sa ating church. Kailangan meron tayong tamang kaugnayan o relasyon sa Diyos para maunawaan natin ang salita ng Diyos. You have to have a right relationship with God if you're going to study the Bible. You have to have a right relationship with God. This is the Word of God, but if you don't know God, this book is a mystery to you.
That's right.
Hindi mo maiintindihan ito kasi yung may akda nito dapat nabubuhay siya sa puso mo. Kung kilala mo yung akda nito, maiintindihan mo yung kanyang salita. You have to know the Holy Spirit of God. Dapat meron kang tamang pagtitiwala sa banal na Espiritu. You have to have a trust and a proper relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. You have to. He's the one who wrote the Bible. The Holy Spirit of God gave us the Word. He inspired the Word. He preserved the words. And He illuminates the words. Kung baga parang nakapag-try na kayo na magbasa sa dilim? Subukan kaya ninyo magbasa sa dilim. Magiging masakit yung mata ninyo. Pero pag sinindi mo yung ilaw, ayun, nauunawaan, nakikita ng malinaw at nagigets ninyo yung salita ng Diyos. Now, ganun po yung banal na Espiritu. Kaya kailangan pag before you even read the Bible, you need to confess sin. Take time and ask God to cleanse you. Your spirit needs to be clean before you can read the Word of God and confess your sin and get rid of your sin and resolve to do right and let the Holy Spirit of God illuminate the Word of God. Pray for wisdom. Pray for God to show you something in the Bible. Wag lang basta-basta basa ng basa. Lord, tulungan niyo po ako na maunawaan kung anong dapat kong kunin sa inyong salita para sa aking buhay sa araw na ito. Yes, you need God's word and the illumination of the Holy Spirit of God. And third, you have to have a healthy respect for the Word of God. Kailangan meron kang respeto sa salita ng Diyos. Wag lang natin basta-basta na ilapag ang salita ng Diyos. Ito ay, yung mga Muslim, sabihin ko sa inyo, hanga ako sa mga Muslim. Bakit? Kasi yung banal na salita nila, yung Quran, hindi mo makikita na dinadala nila ng ganito ang Quran. Bakit? Kasi sagrado po ang Quran. Tayo mga Kristiyano, ilang kopya ng Bible, ininilagay lang natin kung saan-saan sulo. Nalalagyan ng alikabok. Hindi natin inaalagaan ang salita ng Diyos. Pero nasa atin ang salita ng Diyos. Ha? Isipin natin mabuti. Magkaroon tayo ng respeto sa salita ng Diyos. Pag may nangangaral ng salita ng Diyos, dapat tahimik at nakikinig ng maayos. Katulad ng pakikinig ninyo, very good. Hangang-hanga talaga. Very good. Dapat basahin ang salita ng Diyos. Huwag lang ilagay. Huwag mo lang hayaan na linggo lang ang araw na magbabasa ka ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi po sapat ang pangangaral ko para sa kaluluwa mo. Ang plano ng Diyos, ikaw ang magbasa ng Bible araw-araw para sa iyong kaluluwa. And for God to bless you. Tamang respeto sa salita ng Diyos. Did you know that a Muslim will take the Quran and the Muslim will never hold the Quran like this in their arm because they respect their Quran as the Word of God. But Christians, they throw the Word of God. They mistreat the Word of God. They put it in their arms and all that. And I'm not saying that we're going to be idolaters of the Word of God, but think about it. We have to respect the Word of God. When there's preaching and teaching to the Word of God, don't sit and criticize. Don't sit there and murmur. Alam niyo yung murmuring? Yung nakaupo kayo doon na nagsasabing, hindi ito posible sa buhay ko. Nako, hindi ko kaya ito. Yun, pastor naman, siya lang ganyan. Ganito lang yung... Yun ang murmuring. Murmuring. Ah, rebellion yun. Hindi maganda yun. Ah, kailangan pag nakarinig kayo ng salita ng Diyos, haluin nyo ng pananampalataya. Na yes, hindi ko kaya yan. Pero sa grasya ng Diyos, kakayanin ko yan. Ganon ang pakikinig sa salita ng Diyos. Ano ang Biblia? Ito ay galing, ay salita ng Diyos, galing sa Diyos. Ano ang sinasabi ng Biblia? Tayo ay dapat na makinig at huwag nating palitan ang salita, huwag nating dagdagan, huwag nating bawasan ang salita ng Diyos. Ingatan natin ang salita ng Diyos. At makikita mo ang bunga ng pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. Bigyan ko kayo ng ilang bunga. All right? I just want to give you a little bit of what happens when you get in the Bible, when you read the Bible. What are the fruits of Bible study? Well, here's some of the fruits. Number one, you become a teacher. You can become a teacher. Kaya kayong mga Kristiyano, yung iba, kaya nila na magbigay ng witness patungkol kay Jesus Christ kasi nasa loob sila ng salita ng Diyos. When you study the Bible, pretty soon, you're gonna be teaching the Bible. But if you don't study the Bible, you'll never be able to teach the Bible. You'll never be able to teach the Bible. Number two, may sigla ang Christian kapag nasa salita sila ng Diyos. The Christian who's in the Word of God has strength. Amen. Spiritual strength, right? You may have physical weakness, but if you're in the Word of God, you will have spiritual strength. Na kahit na yung katawan mo ay may karamdaman, sa puso mo, sa diwa mo, sa isip mo, sa spirito mo, maging masigasig ka sa Panginoon. Ganun naman talaga ang mga Kristiyano, pati yung mayayabang at makakapalang mukha, ang tunay na lakas nila, nararamdaman nila, hindi talaga sa sarili nila. No Christian is strong in the flesh. There is no super Christian. No super Christian. All Christian is weak in the flesh. And so we strengthen ourselves in the inner man. and the feeding of the Word of God. All right, number three, faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God produces faith. Produces faith. Kaya dapat makinig sa salita ng Diyos. Produce faith. Yung mundo, the world, will produce doubt and fear and question and tribulation and strife. But the Word of God stabilizes, strengthens, and gives you peace. And the Word of God builds your faith. The only reason why you're saved, somebody showed you from the Bible how you can be saved. And the Bible landed in your heart and it produced faith. Don't let it stop. Keep listening to the Word of God and feed that faith. Faith is formed by listening to the Word of God. Kalinisan. O ito, kadalisayan. Tama ba yun? Kadalisayan. Paano yung sabihin?
Kadalisayan.
Yun ang ano, tamang pronunciation ng kadalisayan. Kalinisan. Dulot po yan sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. The more you study the Bible, the cleaner your life will be. This book will clean you up. It'll clean your life. So be a strong Christian, be a good, faithful Christian, and be a clean Christian. Ha? Yung alak, sigarilyo, drugs, ha? Yung mga pornography and all the bad stuff and all the junk, yan, yun magdidestroy yan sa buhay mo. Ha? Linisin mo ang buhay mo. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to thy word. Yung word of God will clean your life. Yung pastor, hindi siya pwedeng maglinis sa buhay mo. Kaya nakakatawa pag nagbisita kami, may naninigarilyo, pag nakita kami, nakaganyan. Oh, pastor, you know, hello. Wag kang mahiya sa pastor. Tao lang ang pastor. Pero kung aware ka sa salita ng Diyos, dapat tanggalin mo na yan sa buhay. And that's between you and the Lord. Okay, now, dulot ng pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos ay karunungan. Hindi ka malilin lang sa maling doktrina kapag alam mo ang salita ng Diyos. Hindi basta-basta nagsasabi, ito ang salita ng Diyos, ay sasang-ayon ka doon. Hindi. Pag nag-aaral ka ng salita ng Diyos, alam mo kung ano ang tama at ano ang mali. Alam mo kung ano ang totoo at kung ano ang kasinungalingan. Yes, if you study the Word of God, you'll also gain knowledge. Knowledge to know what's right and wrong. Knowledge to know what's true and false. You're not going to go along with everyone. You're going to go along with that which is right and true. Here's another fruit of Bible study. You're going to grow, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Growth comes from reading the Bible. Do you want to be a strong Christian? Or do you want to be a weak Christian? If you want to be strong, then spend time in the Word of God. Amen. That's the strength of a Christian. Amen. A Christian's not strong by what he thinks, but what the Word of God says, and he aligns himself to the Word of God. Now, are you defeated by sin? If you're a Christian and you're defeated by sin, check your time with the Word of God. This is the only thing that will keep you from sin. You'll find victory in here. Okay? Growth comes from the Word of God. Here's another fruit. Hindi lang paglago. Here's another fruit. Paglilingkod. Paglilingkod. Prutas ho yan ng salita ng Diyos. Hindi ho tayo church na mahilig lang kumain. Church din tayo na mahilig maglingkod. Hindi tayo dumadalaw sa church para lang bumisita. Tayo ay kumakain ng salita ng Diyos. At kailangan natin makarinig sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi sapat yung pupunta ka lang dito para lang manood. Pupunta ka rito para maging masigasig ang pagsilbin mo sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Okay? This is my dream for this church. I don't want people coming to church just to view and watch. Be a spectator. God wants you to be a servant.
Amen.
A servant. Yung servant, yun ang pinakamababa sa Bible. In the Bible days, the slave is the lowest. But in Jesus' economy, in the economy of heaven, the highest of heaven is the servant of all.
Amen.
So we're not here to be served. We are here to serve others and to give of ourselves and to serve others. And the last fruit of Bible study is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Spiritual fruitfulness. Jesus, let's see. John chapter 15, verse number 4. John chapter 15, verse 4. Ang sabi ng salita ng Diyos. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Chapter 15 and verse number 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered away, and men gather them, not abide in me, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words, pansinin niyo ha, words, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye, yung ye, second person plural, ibig sabihin lahat kayo, that ye, he's talking to the church, that ye bear much fruit, so that ye may be my disciples. So the fruitfulness, spiritual fruitfulness comes from the Word of God. Spiritual fruitfulness comes from the Word of God. Now you may have spiritual gifts. You may have some great talents. But gifts and talents mean nothing if you don't have spiritual fruitfulness in your life. It's more important to be spiritually fruitful than to be talented. And we're not interested in talented Christians. Marami ng mga talented Christians. Kung kumanta sila, mas maganda pa sila kesa sa mundo. Hindi tayo interested sa talented Christians. Ang gusto natin, spiritually fruitful Christian. Yung Christian na namumunga ng magandang bunga sa kanilang buhay. Kasi aanuhin mo yung talent mo kung wala kang bunga ng kabutihan sa iyong buhay. Marami ng mga Kristiyano magagaling ang boses, pero ginagamit naman nila yung boses sa mundo kay Satanas. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? The Word of God Sunday. Study to show thyself approved unto God. You need to be a Bible student. A Bible student. My people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge, the Bible says. How much of the Bible do you know? And where are you going to start? You should start now. You should start next Sunday. Sunday school, 10:30. Mag-aral tayo ng Bible doctrines. Sunday morning, evangelistic service. Dalhin nyo yung mga mahal nyo sa buhay para makarinig ng salita ng Diyos. Tapos Sunday afternoon, exposition ng salita ng Diyos para magdagdagan ang karunungan nyo sa salita ng Diyos. We are a serious Bible-believing church. And we have to grow spiritually. And it will be my fault if you don't know the Bible. And I'm not going to allow that to happen. You have to know the Bible. Every Christian needs to know the Bible. God gave you a word, and if you don't know that word, what a shame. What a shame. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be a student of the Bible. Can I see your hand? Pakitaas ang kamay. God bless you. That's good. That's good. That's good. I want to be a student of the Bible. God bless you. That's good. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for those who raise their hand and ask that you would bless. Lord, if there's some here who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that today would be the day that they would repent of their sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and turn to Jesus and ask Jesus to take over their life, and they would surrender to Him, Lord, and that they would indeed have the peace of believing in Jesus and knowing for sure about their salvation. And Father, we love You and thank You. I thank You, Lord, for this Word of God Sunday, where we can emphasize the importance of getting in our Bibles and not just learning about it, but applying it, putting it into practice. Lord, help us now. Let us receive this Word with faith, believing that we can change for Your honor and glory. We love You, Lord, and thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.